Live from the No Panic Zone, I must say I am essential. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. Thank you for joining us today. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, April the 30th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, AMC and several other national theater chains say they will not screen any movies from Universal going forward. That after an announcement that Universal is making tons of cash in other media and plans to continue. Number two, the U.S. economy fell 4.8% in the first quarter, ending the longest peacetime expansion run in history. And the biggest cause, a plunge in healthcare spending during a pandemic. Yes, it's true. We'll talk about it. And number one, malls opening across 10 states beginning now. In North Carolina, one county said no, will not be extending the lockdowns. In other places, though, the governors continue. Quarantine fatigue has set in. And Elon Musk goes on a Twitter rant. Good to have you here on this Thursday. Thank you for stopping in. Elon Musk, free America now. Part of his Twitter rant yesterday. Free America now. All in capitals from Elon Musk. This happens after his plant to create Tesla automobiles. His manufacturing plant was told, no, you can't open up in California. Just sit still and keep still. Well, he couldn't do that. Bravo, Texas, he said. Give people their freedom, he tweeted. Give people their freedom back. With a link to a Wall Street Journal article suggesting that lockdowns have been a failure. That lockdowns haven't worked. Say it isn't true, but if they do work, then how did the Swedes do? Sweden didn't lock down. Here's how they did. They suffered 80 deaths per million 21 days after crossing the one death per million threshold. With 10 million people, Sweden's death rate without a shutdown and massive unemployment is lower than seven states, including Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Louisiana, Connecticut, Michigan, New York, and New Jersey. That's right, Sweden, that didn't have massive lockdowns and crushed people's freedoms and liberties. Their death toll, their outbreak, less than those seven states I just mentioned. Despite the high death rate, Sweden's in the middle of the pack in Europe. Right in the middle. They've done better than France or Italy or Spain or the UK, a little bit worse than Finland and Denmark, but better than, like I said, Italy, Spain, the UK, France, better than Michigan or New York. Sweden seemed to have worked. And here's the shocking thing. The World Health Organization is now holding Sweden up as some sort of a model of what was done right. Now, keep in mind, it's the World Health Organization that powered the models that fueled the panic, that hyped the fear, that destroyed the house that Jack built. It was the World Health Organization that had many missteps. First, backing the communist Chinese line that it was not a contagious illness. Supporting the Chinese at every step, defending their propaganda, frankly. And then it was the World Health Organization that said, we have got to lock down. We've got to seal off the spread. We've got to stop the spread of the virus long after it had already spread, because it was already in too many places. Evidence points to that all over the world. And now the World Health Organization, it's bite number four. Now the World Health Organization is holding up Sweden as the model of what we should have done, which is no lockdowns. Let liberty continue. Let people decide for themselves, because after all, they're adults. Hear what they have to say now.
I think there's a perception out there that Sweden has not put in place control measures and has just allowed the disease to spread. Nothing could be further from the truth. Sweden has put in place a very strong public health policy around physical distancing, around caring and protecting for people in long-term facilities and many other things. What it has done differently is it has very much relied on its relationship with its citizenry and the ability and willingness of citizens to implement physical distancing and to self-regulate, if you want to use that word. And in that sense, they've implemented public policy through that partnership with the population.
Isn't that shocking? Sweden allowed adults to act like adults. Crazy idea, right? Trust people to be told, here's what we need you to do. Don't do these things. We have a virus out there. There are people that are susceptible. It will make some people very sick. It will kill some people. So if you don't mind, please don't do these things. short of locking everybody in their houses. Bars remained open. Restaurants remained open. Life continued in Sweden. And you know what they don't have? They don't have the economic wreckage that we find all over the Western world now. Well, all over the world in general, from China into other parts of the world, certainly France and the UK and the United States, South America being hit hard in some places, has the economic problems. By the way, the president said yesterday, Donald Trump said yesterday, the social distancing guidelines will expire, fading out. The cautionary guidance was issued 45 days ago. Cautionary guidance. Guidelines. Here's what you should do. Here's what you shouldn't do. We're asking for your cooperation. We're not demanding that you do this or we weld your doors shut on your home. It's a good way to start it. So the president says, okay, we're going to start opening things up. And it's an image of things to come. And this comes on the heels of the economy diving 4.8% in the first quarter. 4.8% the drop, led by healthcare. Now, that seems a little bit odd, but it's true. Healthcare spending plummeted over the last several weeks because hospitals have been closed almost entirely except for the emergency room, which is almost empty. People not going to the ER. They're so afraid of the COVID-19 because of the hype on media. So the ER is underutilized. The rest of the hospitals are, for the most part, just empty. And so healthcare spending has collapsed, leading a collapse in the economy, down 4.8% in the first quarter. Again, keep this in mind as we head into the second quarter, because the damage during the second quarter from failed healthcare spending will be worse. Hospitals furloughing tens of thousands across the country. That's layoffs, of course. Many more jobs being eliminated permanently across the country in the healthcare sector because hospitals can't afford to pay these people. They are, as they say, not essential to the function of the hospital, which is sad. The damage done by this virus will be measured by what politicians did in the end, not what the virus did. And look at what they've done in Sweden, where they did lock down, and the World Health Organization now holding Sweden up as the example of what worked. It would have been nice if the World Health Organization had maybe mentioned this back in February or early March. That'd have been nice. Maybe we could have mitigated the problems without destroying the economies of the countries around the world. Maybe we could have gone ahead and said, listen, we need to defend long-term care facilities like nursing homes and hospices and so forth. We need to make sure that those that have pre-existing conditions that expose them to risk should be defended and protected. But for the rest of us, as the information comes out, as the data comes out, they should have said, you know what? The chance of anybody under the age of 40 becoming seriously ill or dying from COVID-19 is almost non-existent. Let's get these people back to work immediately, back in class, back in school. The emotional harm of what has happened is ridiculous. Isolating children, telling them they can't go outside. In fact, I'm going to have another video for you today. The police in Wisconsin going crazy because a mom had the nerve to let her kid go to the neighbors. You're in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.
Nobody has to tell you we're dealing with issues we have never seen before. We're getting advice on if you should go to work, if you should go out to eat, and even how to wash your hands. But with what's been happening on Wall Street, is anyone giving you advice on your retirement accounts? How would you like to put a little social distancing between you and the losses that you're seeing? Bruce Van Hall, Mike Douglas, and the team at Life Plan Advisory Services has always focused on protecting your hard-earned money. They are built for times like this. If you have a question, call us. There is no reason for you to sit by and watch money leak out of your retirement accounts like you did in 2008. You can do this without leaving your home. Set up a phone consultation now by calling 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526, or go online to mylifeplanfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through LifePlan Financial Design, Inc.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is here right now. Get $1,250 off of a 2019 Roxor and an extra year of warranty. That's an industry-leading 3 years of warranty. But then what else would you expect from a side-by-side unlike any other? Roxor is hand-assembled in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. Plus, with a heavy-duty beltless transmission, you can expect less downtime and more off-road time. Hurry. The Roxor Beast of a Sales event ends April 30th.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.